Yes, we are.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay. We'll call the Municipal Code Enforcement Board for the City of Ocala to order Thursday, February 10th, 2011. And we will start out with an invocation and... Phil, would you lead us in an invocation?
Sure. Let us pray. Lord, we ask your guidance in making the decisions into the cases presented before us tonight. And upon completion of the meeting, you see us safely to our homes. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand and recite Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah. Roll call.
Ms. Brown?
I'm here, honey.
Mrs. Wilson?
Here.
Mr. Bockaway?
Here.
Mr. Cattleman?
Here.
Mr. Muzzin?
Present and on time.
So I go with that, because we have a forum.
Had to get that on the record.
That's right. 17 years and I get dinged for being late because somebody from out of town did the minutes. Okay, approval of the minutes from last meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion for Mr. Cattleman. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Second for Ms. Wilson. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Swear at the officers.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you will give tonight will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Is that you? That's good. That's the first case. Go ahead, Chip.
Good evening, board members. Chip Rich, the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. I'm completing levels of training for them. I've been working in code enforcement for about 35 months now. I'll be extensive law enforcement experience, and I'll be presenting the cases this evening. If it pleases the board, I do have someone here from the planning department that would like to speak to the board. They are scheduled for the end in discussion. However, she has another meeting to go to. If there's any chance that we could have her come address the board now, it's in reference to the new Section 94 of the code, which I've given you a copy of on your desk.
How much time is she requesting, Chip?
5 minutes or less.
Okay. Is that okay with the rest of the board members?
Yeah, yeah. Fine.
Okay. Come on up.
Don't let my computer go off.
Oh, my goodness.
My name is Dorothy LeBlanc. I'm with the Growth Management Office. I'm the neighborhood planner, and I also act as staff to the Ocala Historic Preservation Advisory Board. That advisory board regulates the two locally designated districts, the Tuscarora District and the Ocala District, Historic Districts. On November 16th of last year, Council adopted revisions to Chapter 94 of the City's Code that covers the historic preservation districts. We had some major changes that will impact how this board does code enforcement in the historic district. So what the historic board, and that's primarily required mandatory fines of set levels, and the demolition by neglect is a new process that will involve coordination between this board and the historic board. So what the historic board is requesting is they are having a workshop on next Thursday, the 17th at 4:30. They would invite you to attend that workshop to have a joint discussion about the ordinance so that it can be explained and that you're both all on the same page and understand what that process is and the reasoning behind the changes to the code.
What time is
it? It's at 4:30 next Thursday here in the chambers.
Today's the 10th, so that's February 17th?
Yes. The alternate option is that I could come back to your next meeting, give you an opportunity to read through the code, look at the flow charts, and then I can come back at your next meeting and answer any questions and make a full presentation to you as a separate board. So whatever is your pleasure.
How long do you think the workshop will last?
Their workshop usually will last for a couple of hours, but your portion maybe 30 minutes. They start at 4:30, but they have, I think, 5 other items on the agenda, so that they could put you, if you needed to show up at 5:30 or 6 or whatever, they can accommodate that as well.
How does the board feel about that?
I wouldn't mind attending the workshop. We can agree on a time.
One attendee at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that's doable.
It's
going to
happen for the person to work, yeah. I'm not working, so I'm just...
Yeah. Pardon me?
I'll probably be working. I know I will get a day, but not what time?
5:30?
I think I'm probably the 5 of the year.
The 5?
I'll probably.
Scott? You're rotating off, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, this is his last night.
Is this your last night? You wouldn't want to attend one more meeting just for the fun of it?
For the fun of this meeting?
I think we can have at least 3 of our members there. I think I could be there too, so
okay.
we'll go for 4 of us.
It's okay if I have to go. I go.
Yeah,
for
can you go?
Yeah.
I want you to go.
Yeah.
We need as many of our members as we can get, so.
I'm just saying, I don't work, so if
okay.
The people who work at the time is like.
No, it's whether it's 5 or 5:30.
Okay.
I can.
They'll be there with whichever time.
Okay, if they'll just know that when we come, if they can move their agenda on to.
Sure. Sure.
Not that we're any more important than anything else, but.
Okay. Great.
What do you
and
guys like better, 5 or 5:30?
5 o'clock. Let's go with 5.
If you have any questions before that time, my number is 629-8341, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have if you want to, clarify before the workshop.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Dorothy LeBlanc. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
If it pleases the board, we do have some people here for the first case on the agenda, and we could start there. City of Ocala versus Nancy Ann, I'm sorry, I've got the wrong one. City of Ocala versus Gene M. Parker and Bunyan Parker and Lorraine Liggett, case location of 1866 Northeast 24th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy in violations of Section 82-181, the definition for dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 24578-000-00. Legal services obtained on 12-24-28-2010 for the NOV times 3, and 127-2011 on the NOH times 3. We posted the property on 12-23-10 and 126-11. The structural inspections, there were 3 structural inspections done, one involving an addition that has been placed on the main house, which scored a 0, a second residence on the property, which scored a 50, and then an additional carport and sheds, which also scored 0, which were built without permit. Any licenses required would be to repair or demolish the structures. Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location upon receiving information from Officer Armstrong with the Ocala Police Department. Upon arrival, Officer Kennedy observed several violations and through work with the respondent has cleared them, except for the 2 listed above on several structures. Officer Kennedy requested structural inspections upon the unpermitted addition to the main house, the second house, the carport and sheds. Inspector Thompson responded and made these inspections, scoring the addition at 0, the second house, or the mother-in-law's house, if you will, at 50, and the additional sheds and carport at 0. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy noted that nothing has been done or accomplished to abate those particular violations. Staff has a recommendation for the file. I've also included photographs and pictures, and I have Officer Dave Thompson here to discuss the structural inspections with the board. just getting up to the middle of the original exhibits. So at this time, I'll call Officer Kennedy.
Lorraine Kennedy.
Lorraine, you're a certified code enforcement officer for the city of Ocala. Did you take these photographs here?
Yes, sir.
And could you explain some of them? Now, this is the second photograph on page one. It shows the tires and what have you.
There was a lot of junk and debris. There were untagged vehicles, a pool with no barrier. There was just a lot of
issues
junk
there.
And debris.
So in through working with the respondents, you were able to get those things taken care of,
yes.
Right? So now, can you kind of show us in these pictures, kind of orient around, now we're at the bottom of page two, can we see some of the structures that you're talking about?
From what I understand, that is the addition
on
to the main house.
So the structure on the left side of the photograph looks like a basketball hoop there.
Yes.
That's the...
That was added on
that
without
was
a
the add-on, and then the place in the middle?
They call those greenhouses,
okay.
And they're just packed with stuff.
And then this one on the right side of the picture behind the pool?
That's some kind of shed.
Okay. I'm going to picture three at the top. It's essentially the same item shown there. But in the back, on the bottom of page three, all the way in the back behind the white car, is that the... second house that you're referring
yes.
to?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the roof is completely collapsed in.
Okay. That's another picture on the bottom of
yes.
page four of the
that's
addition.
That's the addition.
On the house. Okay. And these trailers and things
they're
that run tagged?
They are behind the house.
Okay.
And all the vehicles are either removed or tagged.
Is this the second one?
Yes.
And that's the problem with the roof
yes.
there? Okay.
I think there's another picture showing.
And that's
inside.
On the top of page six.
There.
And then at the top of page seven is the inside of that second
where
house.
Where there's no roof, yeah.
Okay. And that again, at the bottom of page seven is the house that's in
yeah.
question. Okay, that's 450. Anything that you'd like to add to your pictures there?
They did a great job cleaning up,
okay.
Other than those buildings. They haven't done anything with buildings.
All right. Any questions of the board for Officer Kennedy?
Question. Have they refused to take the buildings down, or they just need more time?
I haven't really had any contact with the owner. I met with the tenant,
mm-hmm.
and she showed me around the property, and I just told her what needed to be done, and she's not the owner, so I don't know.
So she has limited resources to
yeah.
be able to accomplish this work.
Yeah.
Then one other question. You said the trailers are behind the house. Well, they have to be tagged also. Is that not correct?
I think they're allowed to be stored behind the house.
No.
They would require
tagging.
They would require to either be tagged or enclosed.
Right.
Question.
Yes.
I was just wondering, the picture number nine, I think page nine.
Page nine?
Is that just a...
the top of page nine or the bottom?
This house here? Which house is this?
That's the main house at the
okay.
bottom of page
and
nine.
And that's the
that's
one that has the addition with the basketball roof on the back side of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then that other house is a totally...
and the addition's the one that scored zero?
Yes.
Yeah. This house scored a 50?
This house
no.
was not checked.
Was not checked.
The,
no.
the house
second house
second
scored
house.
A 50, yeah.
You got a high score.
Okay.
Thank you. This time the city would call Inspector David Thompson. Would the board stipulate to his credentials to be able to present his reports?
Yes.
Okay. It would speed up time.
Mm.
David Thompson, you are a building inspector for the city.
Chief building inspector for the city of Ocala.
Very good. Can you walk us through some of these reports here?
Okay. Yeah.
This is the first one. You have it addressed as main house addition.
Right. The addition I saw on the picture is basically finished with plywood built on posts. I had a score to zero because there was no permits. It wasn't built to any particular code, so I have nothing to base an evaluation on.
Is there a floor in it?
I don't know. I didn't go inside. But the structure itself, the way it's built, doesn't appear to have been built by any recent code that I know of.
It's just plywood sheathing?
Yeah.
No protection from the elements?
No. No, no siding covering the plywood sheathing.
Okay. Let's go on to the next one here that you've addressed. Abandoned house, southeast corner, rear of the property.
Yeah.
And that's scored a 50?
Yeah. It's there's an addition on the side of that house that needs to come down. That's another structure that we have no record of being permitted. The house itself is scored a 50. The roof could probably be repaired. The concrete slab, it's actually got a terrazzo floor in there. The block construction seemed to be intact, so that house probably could be worked with. But the addition to the side of it, to the east side of it, would have to come off.
Would the cost to repair that house exceed 50% of the current value of the house?
More than likely. Because that,
between the roof,
we'd have to get into bringing the whole house into
the current
code and code. Yeah, sure.
Okay, and the last one here, you've got the sheds and the carport at the rear of the property. And zero on those.
Yeah, again, they're all built without permits. Have nothing to base the evaluation on. So,
are there any questions of Inspector Thompson?
No, he needs to stay though in case the respondents want to cross examine him.
I can read our staff recommendation into the record if you'd like.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Are the respondents here?
I believe we have the tenant here.
Are y'all the tenants or the respondents?
Owner and tenant.
Okay, come on up.
Almost really got out of the way.
You'll need to stand up and you'll be sworn in by Carol.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear that the evidence you've got to give tonight will be the truth and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Bunyan Parker, 1881 Northeast 24th Street.
Lorraine
Leggett,
1866 Northeast 24th Street.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Ms. Leggett, are you the tenant or the owner?
Well, I'm actually, it's a private sale. I've known the Parker since I was a child.
Okay.
And they're selling me the property based on what I can afford to pay them.
Is it an agreement for deed? Has a deed been transferred?
No, sir.
So it's an agreement for deed or a contract?
Right.
Okay. So right now, Mr. Parker, you are the owner of record of the property?
Yes.
Okay. How do y'all respond to the charges? I mean, you've got several choices. You can accept the charges, you can fight the charges and present a case, you have the right to cross-examine any of the witnesses and ask any questions, or you can simply say, you know, what would you like us to do? Okay. So I think they're going to want you to tear down the structures that are not permitted. Okay. And I think they want you to obtain a valid building permit within 30 days to bring the main residence up to all current codes. So these are some of the things, and there's a litany of other things too. And I'll just let you respond to that.
Now, some of those like the barn back there, I built that for Mrs. Simmons 22 years ago before she passed away, before I even owned the place. And well, anyway, some of the greenhouses, or the one greenhouse, I built it after I moved over there. It was probably 18 years ago.
Okay.
And her husband put on a little addition for an extra bedroom, on the main house.
There was an addition on the main house?
Yeah.
He just put like a little porch on him out there for a washer and dryer.
Unfortunately, them pulling permits doesn't meet code, so, I mean, it presents some problems to you. I mean, how do you want to proceed, Ms. Leggett? You're on the property.
I'm willing to do whatever y'all need me to do to get it, but I need time.
Okay.
And money.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
Just I need as much time as you can possibly allow me to have, and that's what I'm willing to do, but of course I'm not the true owner yet.
Okay, thank you.
I think the staff's recommendation will afford them the amount of time that's allowed by law.
Okay.
And, of course, they can call for inspection, and everyone knows how that process works.
Do they have a copy of the staff recommendation?
Not yet.
Okay.
We can get them one, and I can also read it into the record.
Go ahead and read that into the record so they know it.
Staff recommendation being find the respondent guilty of violating sections 82-181 and 82-182 times 3 counts. Order the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring their main residence up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. That's like 6 months. But of course, if you get the permit, call for a single inspection. You can make that go longer if you need be. And you can also come back to the board. Remove the unpermitted addition and clean up all of the debris. Repair the second residence to bring it up to current Florida building code, or obtain a permit to demolish the second residence within 30 days, with the demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And 3, remove the unpermitted sheds upon the property which do not meet code, or have them permitted and inspected. And 4, remove, pardon me, 4, pay the administrative costs within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to remove the unpermitted sheds and the second residence structure with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city's attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. So essentially, we want to get the unpermitted sheds inspected and permitted, or removed and cleaned up, and the main house and the second house brought up to proper conditions.
I have a question about the staff recommendation.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And for the main residence, you're willing to give them 180 days once they get their permit, but the second residence, it says that you want everything completed within 60 days. Would the city?
Well, that's if they choose to demolish it. If they get a permit, under the law, a permit automatically affords them 180 days, 6 months.
Yeah, it says to get the residence structure with the permit within 30 days. And then with all demolition and cleanup of the debris within 60 days.
I think
it doesn't say anything about.
I think that's just a typo on my part.
Okay. So you'd be willing to
if they
to
get a permit, it would be 180 days.
For the main and the second structure?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think the only thing is the biggest thing is the front end 30 days, to me, a lot of times isn't quite enough time for them to get everything done that they need to.
And also, I'm having surgery on Tuesday, so I'm going to be down for probably about 2 or 3 weeks before I'm back up to par, if y'all take that into consideration.
I'd like to give her 45 or 60. Is it your intention that you will repair the second house?
I'm going to get some opinions from other people. I may not be able to afford to.
And if you can't afford it, are you going to go ahead and take it down then?
Yes, I will have no choice, right?
You've gotten a choice now, right? Okay.
I'd be okay with 60 days.
Okay.
I think the city is fine with that as well.
Okay. Somebody want to craft a motion to that effect?
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
Case number COM 10-2064, City of Ocala versus Gene M. Parker and Bunyan Barker and Lorraine Leggett. To find them guilty of Section 82-182 is defined in Section 82-181. On 3 counts, order to respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the main residence.
60 days,
yeah. Sorry. Respondent to obtain a building permit within 60 days to bring the main residence and the second residence structure up to current Florida building codes, or obtain a permit to demolish these structures within 60 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within, if we're giving them 60 days to get the permit, then
90 days.
And remove all unpermitted sheds upon the property which do not meet code, or have them permitted and inspected. and pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which fine of $25 per day for violation, and the city to remove unpermitted sheds and the second resident structure with all costs assessed as a lien upon the property. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I guess the only question I have is, how many days are we given to remove the unpermitted sheds or have them permitted and inspected?
We could say 60, as long as we're given, because of the building permit,
okay,
we're given 60.
Okay.
So friendly amendment accepted to extend that to 60 days.
Okay. Is there a second on that motion? A second from Ms. Wilson? Okay, is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I think they had a question.
Okay, the motion carried, but what's your question?
The sheds or whatever you're talking about that's unpermitted, would somebody come out and meet with me and show me what they're talking about? Like I said, some of these were put up 22 years ago, and I did for the lady that used to own the place to the Simmons.
I think
Isn't Lorraine the officer that inspected?
They can coordinate through Lorraine, yes.
Yeah.
So Lorraine, can you give him some contact information and make an appointment with the gentleman?
Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
You're gonna need it. A lot of work to get done.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Completion of the removal of the debris.
Go ahead.
That will bring us to the second case on the agenda, CUM 102040. I apologize, 2042. This is the case of the City of Ocala versus Great Lakes Carpet and Tile, Inc., Inspector Dan Baker. Violation of Section 110.3, Definition of Signs, and Section 110.131, Prohibited Signs. Parcel ID is 236-560-1702. We have obtained legal service and we posted the property. Officer Dan Baker observed the above listed violations of this location. Additional inspection by Officer Baker revealed that this is the fifth time Officer Baker has noticed the respondent for the same type of sign violations. Officer Baker has explained to the respondent all of the code requirements concerning signage and temporary signage without apparent success. Officer Baker has achieved compliance with the code at this time in light of the past violations, elected to take this violation to the CEB for an order. I do have copies of photographs of the violation. Inspector Baker is present and prepared to testify. And we do have a staff recommendation for the record.
Is the property still in non-compliance?
No, sir. It has been brought into compliance.
I take it the violation is the flags?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The flags, and they've had a van that they park out on their front yard as a sign. But that's all been removed.
They can't park the van there?
They're parking it up on the grass as a sign, and that's...
Because I thought as long as it was mobile, and they're just parking it there during the day.
Inspector Baker addressed that, but no, the short answer.
Well, I don't think they've even... wouldn't even bring that in, because there's no...
We're not citing them for that.
Yeah.
They're not even citing them.
Yeah, it's not a photo or anything.
Is the respondent present? Okay, let the records reflect the respondent's not present. Anybody have any further questions?
Yeah, I do have.
Okay.
You said it's in compliance now.
It has been brought into compliance, yes, sir.
So why is it here?
Any case can be brought to the code board for an order. If it is found in violation by you all, that it's in violation on this day at this time, in light of the fact that we've had numerous cases with these people in the past, and they don't seem to get the idea, this is not allowed for anybody in the city. We have problems with it at various locations, mm-hmm. and we try to explain the code to people, and we've had numerous times we've tried to explain the code to them. They can get a permit to put these out for 2 weeks, four times a year.
Can you not?
But they choose not to.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but can they not be just ticketed?
They can be ticketed, yes.
Why don't you
seemed like that would be a more effective.
Yeah, more effective remedy. You take it right then and there and ticket them and be done with it.
It's at the option of the code enforcement officer. He can issue notice of violation for the hearing, or he could administratively dispose of it with a citation.
Yeah, the thing I've got is the last photo here is January 4th. How long have they been in compliance?
Not in here, I
see January 4th and December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we?
You bring you to your notes. You
I think we're getting a little too aggressive on bringing the cases.
Well, I mean, you all can decide how you want to decide on the case. You want your notes for inspection.
Personally, Chip, I would think that you have the capability of writing a warning ticket.
And we do.
You do. So you write them a couple of warning tickets, and the next time you walk in, you write them a ticket.
We cannot write them a couple of warning tickets. We're allowed to give them one warning ticket, and we're allowed to give them a citation. We've also brought people with snipe signs to an administrative hearing.
Right. What's the citation? Is it a monetary fine?
Yes.
How much is it?
First citation is $100 or $150. The second citation is $250. The third citation is $450 and a mandatory court appearance in county court.
Seems to me that would be the better way to go.
Because if they're in compliance, and I understand that they keep violating it, but then go ahead and write them a ticket on the spot.
I think you got his attention by that.
We have other options available to us as well by having them found guilty of violating the board order on this date.
Yeah, but they violate again and they cure and there's no fine.
So it's cost them $125. That's it.
It doesn't have to cost them $125. You can choose not to levy the administrative costs.
What I'm saying is that
they
there's
can come back as a repeat violator and be fined more money.
But if they're already in compliance, there will be no fine.
Not if they're found guilty of violating the code on the day that the inspector was there.
Right, but if they're in compliance, and then there's no fine to levy.
They can be levied a fine of $500 as a repeat offender.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Chip, how many people? I mean, we just had folks in here that were found, you know, had a lot of things wrong with their property, and they brought those things up to compliance, and those things disappeared. Now, that house hasn't been like that for a short period of time. It's been like that for a long period of time. We've had many cases like this where people fix them up, and then you guys got to go back out, mow them, do whatever next year, and then next year, and next year. You know, one of the reasons why they put the ticketing in, so you guys can do immediate cures. And I think this is a perfect example. I mean, they have taken care of it.
We will take your opinions into consideration, but it is a violation of the code, and the city is allowed to bring violations of the code to the code enforcement board, the special magistrate, or to deal with them in a citation process.
Okay.
And that is the process.
Okay.
And the inspector can make his own decision out there. I can tell you not to defend Officer Baker or not to interject additional into this if it need not be. But we have had problems technology-wise with citations in particular and in the process, and we're trying to work that out. We hope to be able to address these in a more efficient manner in a future date.
Right now, I understand why you're doing it.
You're
frustrated with because these guys, they keep doing it, and then by the time you get it here, they've already...
Well,
done away with
here
the violation.
Now, let's just rule on it and move on.
Yeah.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept city recommendations.
I got a motion and a second.
Mr. Brown, Albert Jim Brown.
Right. The motion was made by Ms. Wilson. Is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay.
Aye.
Motion is defeated. It doesn't happen very often, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the uncomfortable pause.
All the business owners know
this.
Don't
talk about it. They don't know. Maybe next time they'll get tickets.
That's my opinion, is that to use the ticket. I mean, I don't know what the problems are with the system, but I think the ticket would be more...
Can I address
that? Absolutely.
Of course,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Sure.
The biggest problem with this temporary sign issue, okay, and from the inspector's point of view, okay, I spent a lot of time out on the streets talking to people, talking to businesses about the sign code, what they can do, what they can't do. And when you address specific businesses and you have to continually over and over and over again, we're only talking about 5 cases over a 4-year period for this violation, but those 5 cases aren't counting the other 15 times that the other inspectors have said, you can't do this, mm-hmm. and they're immediately corrected. So when I bring this case to the board, I ask the board, okay, give me a guilty order. Give me an order that says you're guilty of this violation, because they were, in fact, guilty. We've already made a decision, so that's done. This is for future use. If we come back and this guy sticks a sign in the ground or he sticks a flag in the ground, that is an automatic notice of hearing. It is an automatic repeat violation, and I will go after him for a $500 fine. That's my plan, that's my intent, that's what I'm trying to do. Most of my work in code enforcement is done with the commercial entity, and it's a battle that I'm losing. I lost this one, but I can assure you I'm going to be back.
Well, wouldn't a ticket take care of it?
The ticket would take care of it, but like Chip said, our citation process right now, it's got its flaws. It's got a lot of flaws. It's very, very challenging with the system that we currently have in place. Him and I have talked about it. We're working the tweaks out on it. But right now, it's not. It's easier to present the property owner. I've spoke with the property owner and the business owner of this particular violation. Okay. I get continued excuses, well, we've got a new general manager, or the new employee didn't know what the rules were, and he did this and he did that. What we're trying to do with this temporary sign issue, if you guys remember College Road about 5 years ago, looked like a circus, okay? That's the intent behind all of these temporary sign issues that I keep coming back to you with. And I will. I'll come back again with another one. If I have another 4 or 5 or 6 cases for the same violation, I'm going to come back to you and ask you again.
Well, I guess part of the reason we made the decision that we did was that we would like to think that this ticketing system works, and apparently it doesn't, because this would be a perfect thing for it.
That is the tool that's the way it was designed, but it's not...
Is it getting lost? Like they can't account whether they actually paid the ticket or not, or I mean, what's the issue?
No, it's more about the completion and the presentation of the citation. Okay, and the system that we currently have in place to do it. We don't have a ticket book like a police officer does, where it's a lot more in depth.
Why can't you? I mean, I just throwing that out there. I mean, is it?
We've discussed that. That's a staff issue.
There's a lot more required on code enforcement citation, and a lot more involved in the process than just writing a ticket and handing it to someone.
I'm sure there's.
I wish I had one.
So it's not just a ticket book.
But that's where I'm coming from. Just so you understand from the officer's perspective as to why I brought that. Okay.
But y'all were given the ability to write tickets. And I thought that was a
year ago,
a thought process that was going to smooth some of these cases out.
Address stuff like
that. I guess
this.
What I'm hearing from you is you really don't want the ability to write tickets.
No, that's not the case at all.
Okay.
I believe me, I'm not the least bit afraid to walk up and write somebody a citation. That is not the issue. The issue is the way the citations have to be prepared and what has to be done as a result of it. But I really believe that's more of a staff issue or a staff problem than a code board problem.
So if I read between the lines, certain members of staff don't like tickets and certain members of staff do like tickets. And I'll just leave it at that.
No, I think that's not the issue at all.
It's not? Okay.
Logistically, we can't even get our computers to work out in the field correctly.
I was trying not to say that out loud, but that's an even bigger issue. The citations are done through the programming process that we have that we do all of our other cases with, and right now we're having our own technical difficulties with that issue on the phone.
It seems like OPD, and maybe it's a bad example, that do they, I mean, they use their computers to work in the cars, don't they?
They do. It's a problem with the new program that the city has implemented.
We have our software is
for 6 months.
I understand computers are a
okay. We'll move
necessary
on.
Evil.
I'm happy.
Top of page 3, COM 10-1963, presented as a repeat violator. City of Ocala versus Excalibur Estates, LLC, and Bank of America National Association. Case location to 1817 Northwest 17th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, and Section 34142, registration of property by mortgagees in default. We have obtained legal service. The certified mail is returned from the agent and the owner. We have posted the property. We have a judgment of foreclosure. Some FDIC information and the sudden biz reports are on file. I've included some photographs at the end of your presentation. Officer Robert Spears observed this violation of the above residence. Additional investigation revealed that some cleanup was performed. However, there are weeds blocking the back door, additional weeds requiring cutting in the northeast corner of the property. Officer Spears also noted that the property had not been registered by the bank. All attempts by Officer Spears to have the property or have the respondents abate the violations have failed and the violations remain.
Mr. Gilligan, the bank, in their infinite wisdom, decided that we're better off walking away and not taking this property. How do they get away from having to register the property? They have to satisfy their mortgage?
I think Mr. Gifford is going to be talking to you probably at the next code board meeting. There was a case. Did he send that case to you, Chip?
Yes. He sent that case to us, plus we are updating some facets of the property registration ordinance that's getting ready for the council.
I read it, but since I didn't know I was going to come to code board, I'll give you the Reader's Digest without in-depth analysis. But basically, I can't remember what district it was. One of the five district courts of appeal said it was basically
Palm Bay.
Palm Bay. It was unconstitutional to deal with the precedence of our liens with mortgages. Now, you may not think that applies here, but part of our code, the way we enforced it with the banks registering, was also saying, I think, that our liens took precedence over the mortgages, and they've now said that part of it is you can't do that. Palm Bay is going to appeal that to the Florida Supreme Court, so I don't know how it affects this or your question, but that this is all considerably in doubt now, I think, and the registration scheme with making the banks register the mortgages and everything with the city may be in serious doubt.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, our specific code is still in effect, and there's no court that has told us that our code's unconstitutional at this time. And certainly that case didn't go to that point. I think it may be something we'll be talking to Eric about here shortly. They have a duty to register under our code is the short answer to your question.
But if they satisfied their mortgage, they would have no duty.
Correct.
So if they just said, hey, we're just going to satisfy the mortgage, record the satisfaction, and walk away.
I don't know that they did that. But
they could.
Yes.
That would be their remedy. There's no abandonment form or no abandonment.
I believe you're right, yeah.
That would be how you would abandon something. Because right. I can just see, I mean, if I were at the bank looking at this, I would think, what the hell do you want me to do with it?
There's this $80,000.
Who made the decision to give them a mortgage?
This was an $80,000 loan on this?
Yeah.
There's like $80,000 due on this.
I know. I understand.
Wow. No. Some of the ones that are coming up now with Scott Lubick have over $500,000 levied on.
You peel the onion far enough back, you're going to find a bank officer that took some money.
Yeah, I agree.
To make those loans.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's don't get sidetracked too long. Is there a staff recommendation, I'm sure?
Yes. Staff recommendation, bottom page 2.
Okay. Is there any discussion? I'll accept a motion to accept the recommendation.
Is
I'll make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I got a second by Mr. Cattleman. The motion was made by Ms. Wilson. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
City of Ocala versus Justin Colabrisi, HSBC Bank USA National Association, case number COM 10-1038, case involving Officer Robert Spears.
2038.
I'm sorry, did I say 2038?
You said 1038.
I apologize.
No problem.
2038.
Yeah, he skipped 2035.
I apologize. 2035 has been removed, if that's still on your agenda.
Yeah.
It's not on mine.
We're so much wanting to hear one of Mr. Lubick's cases.
COM 10-2038 is violation of section 34141 definition and 34142 registration of property by mortgagees in default, section 82181 definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182 dangerous building declared nuisance abatement required. Legal service has been obtained. However, we have returned certified mail for the respondent only. The bank did receive their mail. Property has been legally posted. We do have an FDIC final judgment in the case file, FDIC info, findings of fact on the first case, and the affidavit of compliance on the first case, proceeding on this case as a repeat violator. Officer Robert Spears located this property at the above listed location, observed it in violation of the city's code, and that it is unsecured, vacant, and apparently abandoned. Additional investigation revealed the respondents have been previously noticed for this same violation 5 times previously, 3 of which resulted in liens to the city, and qualifying this offense as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Spears to have the respondents abate the code violation have failed, and the violation remains. These properties are significantly contributing to slum blight and degradation of this neighborhood. I do have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 and photographs at the end of your presentation that show the condition of the property at this location.
So you got the secure the building. It's not secured?
No, sir.
Is it not secure because the door is not locked or what?
That and the hole in the back wall goes all the way through to the inside of the house.
Wow. Okay. I figured that.
Okay. So someone, did they steal copper or something out of it? Someone trying to break it?
Everything's been stolen out of this house.
How much
was
loaned on this one?
No. There's some that are in worse condition than that, though, that are going to be. This one was, I think, $55,000.
Wow.
I
would cry. I would literally just start crying.
Yeah. You could die.
And as we started looking at these, some of these have dual mortgages on them. I don't know how they did that either.
Wow.
That boy's good.
Some of them, this one was actually, I apologize, it's $80,000. $79,464.83.
Pure criminality.
Oh. So that means somebody had to think the house was worth
$100,000. I
still have to. And I think this is one of them that had 2 loans on it as well.
Wow. Okay. Is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation?
I would point out that there is no respondent.
Yes, there is no respondent present.
I'll take the staff recommendation
to
Olive Brown.
Okay, Ms. Brown. Second. Second by
whoever you want.
Mr. Bockowitz. Mr. Bockowitz did the second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
Next case at the top of page 4 of the agenda is COM 10-2040, a case involving Higher Ground Harvest Center, Inc. Case involving Officer Robert Spears, case location 1921 Northwest 12th Street, Ocala, Marion, Florida. This is essentially next door to the house that we just previously had. Violation of section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure. Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. All certified mail has been returned. We legally posted the property. And we have Sunday's report. Essentially, Officer Spears observed the above violation at the above location. City office has received numerous complaints in reference to this neighborhood. Officer Spears found the residents unsecured in violation of city code. All attempts to have the respondent abate the violation have been unsuccessful and the violations remain. There is a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and I've included photographs at the end of your presentation to indicate the condition of the structure.
Make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
Got a motion from Mr. Bockwitz to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Cattleman. Is there any discussion? Hear none. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None. Motion carries. Let the records reflect the respondent was not present.
CLM 10-2043.
Well, we do have a Mr. Lubick case.
Several.
Okay.
Proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. Case involving Robert Spears, the City of Ocala versus Scott M. Lubick, a case location of 1933 Northwest 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 82-181, the definition for dangerous structure. Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance. Abatement required. All certified mail has been returned. We have posted the property. We do have, as additional correspondence, of findings of fact in the first case, and I also placed an example of the mortgage in this case.
Yeah.
I have some photographs at the end of the presentation for you. We also have the affidavit of compliance that can be found as a repeat violator.
Yeah, why are you not asking for a higher fine?
Yes, sir, we are.
It says 25.
Oh. As a repeat violator, that's a typographic error.
What are you asking for?
$500.
$500. Does anybody know what Mr. Lubick's intent is with all these?
We have not been able to contact him. We've traced addresses in Marion County, St. Pete, Tampa, and in New Jersey.
Well, this higher ground harvest center is in the same area too, right?
Yes, sir.
And as well as was Colibrisi also?
Mm-hmm.
Colibrisi is in the same area. This is an area commonly referred to as Belvedere Subdivision.
Right. I mean, and so most of the homes are in this type shape. I mean, it's mainly, you might as well call the bulldozer.
We have been doing that, and we've been bringing them to both this board and the special magistrate.
Because, it's only going to continue to contribute to the blight until they get torn down.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
This one is going to be a candidate for structural inspection.
Taxable value is $33,000.
Yeah, and they haven't changed about them.
And it
that, that contributes to nobody able to get the land.
Yeah. I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendations
with
the fine being $50 per day if it's failing to comply.
I'd friendly recommend the 50 amendment to make it 500.
Oh, 500? Oh.
That's where
you never want to see it. But
yeah.
Okay, so
let's get on paper.
$500 per fine. Okay. That was Ms. Wilson that made the motion. Is there a second? From Mr.
Second.
Mr. Bockwitz. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Let the record reflect. Mr. Lubick was not present.
Bring us to the next case on the agenda at the bottom of page 4, CON 10-2054, a case involving Officer Robert Spears. There is a structural evaluation on this case. It is a duplex, 1942 and 1944, Northwest 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Again, the respondent is Scott M. Lubick. He's on your computer as Lubick number 2. All certified mail has been returned. The property has been legally posted. The structural evaluation scored 45 by Inspector David Thompson. We do have included in the case file findings of fact and the affidavit of compliance in the first case. Officer Robert Spears observed the above violation at the location, and the officer received numerous complaints in reference to this neighborhood. Officer Spears found the residence unsecured in violation of the city's code and requested structural inspection by David Thompson, which scored 45 points, dilapidated. This case qualifies as a repeat violator. All attempts to respond to abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I have some photographs. This one was in worse condition than the other one. I mean, they've even stripped the porch lights off of this one.
Hmm.
As you can see that we have vagrants living in there.
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We got a motion from Mr. Cattleman for staff recommendation.
I'll second the motion.
And a second one from Ms. Brown. Is there any discussion? Okay. Here then we'll call the question. Let the records reflect that Mr. Lubick has not entered the building in the last 2 minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
brings us up to the top of page 5 of your agenda this evening. CUM 10-2056.
Jeez.
Lubit 3 on your computer. Case involving Scott M. Lubick, the case location of 1928 Northwest 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter, section 82181, definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182, dangerous building, declared a nuisance, abatement required, all certified mail, has been returned. We have legally posted the property. We have findings of fact in the first case, and the affidavit of compliance in the first case, qualifying this as a repeat violator. Again, Officer Spears observed this violation at the above location. We have received numerous calls referenced to this neighborhood. Officer Spears found the residents unsecured in violation of city code. This qualifies as repeat.
Are any of the residences occupied?
Just by transients. They have one gentleman who bought one of these houses on eBay. He lives in Canada.
Uh-huh.
He did come down here and fix the house up. But I don't believe he's living in it, but he has fixed it all up.
I thought there was one yellow down on the corner there that
someone
was
staying. Yeah,
it's a
little green house.
Yeah.
Green and yellow.
Wow, that's just...
I mean, they're like concrete bunkers.
Yeah.
They're so strong. I mean, it would be a great place for the elderly to go in. You know, you fix
Well, I think
them
they
up.
Were built in the, I want to say the 50s.
Maybe, yeah. It was on the curve. Great place for the elderly. One, you know, because you couldn't tear them down if you wanted to.
Yeah, but there's no walkways, no real amenities.
No. We can feel that.
If you remember, there were some significant issues with these properties. They could basically be bought by one person and rented because there's two water meters.
That's what I thought.
One on
okay.
one street, one on the other end of the other street. Mm-hmm. So none of them have the proper front footage connection. None of them have. Mm-hmm. It would essentially have to be done here, which is what we're doing over in what used to be called Busby's. Where we make it into a planned unit development, but we
yeah.
just have not had the interest here that we had in Busby's.
Well, these were never meant to be owned by individual owners.
No, sir. They were really
I don't even have to get title insurance. It seemed like to me they would have been,
I don't know that he even obtained title insurance.
Well, you can't get a mortgage loan without title insurance, because everybody was participating in
the fund.
The fund.
1962 is when they built.
1962.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendations. Whatever that was.
Okay, got a motion to accept the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
And we got a second from Mr. Cattleman. The motion was from Ms. Wilson. Mr. Lubick still has not come in. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
It's finished now.
We bring us to case CUM 10-2058. On your computer, be listed as Colabrese 2. A case of the City of Ocala versus Justin Colabrese. Case brought to us by Officer Robert Spears. An address in the City of Ocala, 1926 Northwest 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition for a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. All certified mail has been returned by this respondent. We have legally posted the property. We're proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The additional correspondence in the case, the findings of fact in the first case, and the affidavit of compliance in the first case. I have included some photographs at the end of your presentation. For the condition of the property, Officer Robert Spears observed the above violations at the location. CE officers received numerous complaints in reference to this neighborhood. Officer Spears found the residents unsecured with jumping the green in violation of the city's code. This qualifies as a repeat violator, and all attempts to have the respondent abate the violation have been unsuccessful. There is a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
Wow, 81,000.
I would point out for the record that Mr. Colabrese has not showed up either.
No. Just want to praise it for $81,000.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not even good enough
to
change the animals.
Animals.
It's been that way since.
Unbelievable. You're not wanting to, you didn't do a...
We don't have a structural
evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that one that you'll have a structural...
We will be doing
looks
some
like
more
it's
structural
pretty close. Okay. I got a... Ms. Wilson made the motion to accept staff recommendation, and Ms. Brown seconded the motion.
Yes.
Is there any discussion? Hear none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
brings us to the bottom of page 5 of your agenda, CON 10-1931, a case involving Officer James Bowe. The respondents are Nancy Ann Supley and Alan P. Supley and BAC Home Loans Servicing LP. Case location of the City of Ocala, 650 Southeast 45th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3432 Water Collections and Section 3495 Weeds Accumulation of Trash and Other Unsightly Unsanitary Matter. Legal service has been obtained by the bank, the agents, and the respondent for the NOV, and the bank and the agent for the NOH. We posted the property. We do have a copy of the Les Pennants and the Sunbiz report in your additional correspondence. And the summary of findings are that Officer James Bowe responded to this location due to citizens' complaint upon arrival, observed the property is in violation due to weeds, junk, and debris, as well as an untreated pool. Additional investigation revealed there has been a Les Pennants filed with the clerk of the courts for Marion County. Officer Bowe has attempted to have the violations abated by the respondent without success, and the violations remain. I would say that BAC has registered this home since this case was started. They registered it last month, and I've included photographs at the end of your presentation to show you the situation out there as it stands now.
Wow. So is, from what I see, this fence being down, does that mean that the pool
fence
is not
part of the pool barrier?
It's not.
The pool has a separate fence.
Okay.
Yes, small one.
You're not citing it for junk and debris. Well, you're citing it for accumulation of trash. Okay,
yes.
So that would be the trampoline.
Some weeds, overgrowth in the back, as indicated at the top of page 1, photo exhibit on 2-7, 2012, or 13-17. And there's also some other debris in the yard.
Did you cite the bird?
No.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to accept the staff recommendation?
Yeah, a motion to accept the staff recommendation.
I'll second that, Wilson.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Let the record reflect the respondent is not present. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That brings us to old business. At the top of page 6 of your agenda, noncompliance hearings. Certify that the cases listed on this consent agenda do have a affidavit of noncompliance in all of their files. The city would respectfully request that your previous orders issued by the board and special magistrate be allowed.
Is there a motion?
Yeah, a motion to accept the noncompliance that you enforce the orders in the consent agenda.
Motion from Mr. Bakowitz. Is there a second? Second from Ms. Wilson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
The city at this time would respectfully request that all evidences, photographs, presentations, and testimony given in this evening be entered into the record.
Motion to accept all evidence entered into the record.
Second from Ms. Wilson.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I was wrong.
Are there any comments by those who wish to address the board? Is there any other motion? Is there any other business coming from the board?
Are we doing officers this month or next month?
When do we do officers, Carol?
I'm not sure. I would have to go back and research it. I'm not sure.
Can you look at it and put it on the agenda for next month?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is there any further discussion then? Meeting's adjourned.
And thanks, Scott. Enjoy having you.
Thank you. Oh, I would have done a special thing if I had remembered it was your.
Would have dropped it out.
Are you going to?
Yeah. Thanks, Kate.